In today's episode, I'm going to be answering a viewer's question on how she can be content with being single. So let's get into the episode. And here is the viewer's question. Dear Jateva, I am single. I've been single for the last 3 years, and I've started to feel really depressed about it. And I really want to know, how can I be content with being single and really nourish and be the best person that I possibly can be while I'm single before God sends me my spouse? First and foremost, I want to thank you so much for submitting your question. It's really touched me because I'm also single, so I completely understand where you're coming from. So I really appreciate this question. Also, side note, if you have any questions that you want me to answer, submit them at cupoffaith.contact@gmail.com. So here is my answer to you. So I know that at some point, you know, we all desire to be in a relationship and be in love, but being single should be celebrated because you have the ability to do whatever you want with your life and put yourself first, which is so very important. And being single does not mean that you aren't loved, nor does it mean that you're incomplete or something's wrong with you. So please don't feel like that. And if you are feeling down about being single and want help to become happy and take full advantage of your life, I do have 3 things that I feel will help you the most. So number one is to be a better you. So 1 Corinthians 7:34 says, "A woman who is no longer married or has never been married can be devoted to the Lord and holy in body and spirit." So I honestly would tell you to take your singleness as a valuable moment to learn who God created you to be. I always say that it is great to date yourself, to figure out what you like and what you don't like. Go after God with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Taking this time to truly know you will benefit your future relationship. And it's also important to not allow your loneliness to blind you, putting you in a temporary satisfaction situation that can hinder what God is doing in your single season. Look at your time being single as an opportunity to do whatever you want without having to worry about someone else's thoughts and opinions. And since, you know, you are waiting for God's best, don't focus and worry about if a guy's coming up to you. Like, God will let you know if he's the right one. And if he's not, move on. Don't even allow yourself to even build a friendship with someone when you should be focusing on yourself. I know oftentimes you might think, oh, well, he's a super nice guy, but is he your future husband? Has God confirmed it? If God said no, move on. So number two is to forgive. So you have to forgive past hurt. You know, it's something that a lot of people push on the back burner, and it ends up being a major issue in a new relationship. So while you're single in your single season, forgive those who hurt you and forgive yourself as well. Like, truly forgive yourself. Start by breaking soul ties and free yourself from anything that has been holding you back. If you want to get into a new relationship, you know, you need to know that your partner is going to be receiving a new, renewed and positive you. You don't want to get into a new relationship with old baggage, you know, you thinking he's going to cheat on you because someone else did, or, you know, he's going to lie to you because you were with a liar, or, you know, he's going to leave you because, you know, someone else did. Like, you need to be new, renewed and positive so that your partner is getting the best version of you, the godly version. And the last tip is to trust God. You know, you need to have peace within your heart to know that God already planned everything out. It's like, you don't have to worry about when your husband or your wife is going to come, because God's already got that planned out. You just need to be worried about you and what he needs you to do right now. You know, he's already created you for somebody. So have the mindset of knowing that God has already set the date. You know, he set the location. He set the time for both of you to meet. So knowing that alone should release any pressures you put on yourself. So enjoy and love the given time you have for yourself. being single does not mean that anything is wrong with you, nor does it mean that you won't ever find someone for you. What it means is you have the opportunity to figure out exactly who God created you to be, where He wants you to go, and how you need to go about doing it, all while doing it by yourself, for yourself, without having to worry about someone else. It's the perfect time and the perfect season to let go of old baggage, to let go of hurt, to forgive people, to forgive yourself. So I really hope that these three things can help you on your journey as you maneuver through this single season, which is what I love to call it. Also, make sure to subscribe and rate the podcast 5 stars. I really appreciate that. And as always, please live in the light of God's love, trust in Him, have faith in Him, and I will see you in the next episode of Cup of Faith.